Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your fish shot, bro. I keep it with your letter. Gone up in blueprint.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. For joining us, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you too. And so if you just tuned in, you need me to tell you that Noah St. John is with us. Noah's a long time. You know, folks, almost 7 years ago, I found out about a guy named Noah St. John and what he was working on. And I said, you know what? I believe this guy's onto something. And I started, I called him up and we made contact and we got him on the show. And he had all this potential that was just in this rough form that he was trying to put together. It was in the formative stages, and I'm telling you, folks, it's just been absolutely fascinating and just so great for me to have seen what Noah has accomplished. I mean, he's an entrepreneur's entrepreneur with the way he's put this thing together, and also with his partners, Denise Berard, who both of them are with us right now. As you remember, Noah is the guy who wrote the book Permission to Succeed. Not only a book, folks, it's a way of life. And Denise is the CEO of their company, the Success Clinic of America. Noah, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Hi, Denise. It's good to have you on the
show.
How
are you?
It's good to have you on the show. And Noah, it's good to have you here. And Noah, I meant what I said, and you know I meant what I said.
I do, Jim, because you've backed it up with action, you know. And even though you're in the talk business, you're also an action guy, which I really appreciate. And it's been such a pleasure, you know, to be part of your brain trust. And it's been a privilege to be able to share, you know, this life-changing information with your audience. So thank you very much.
Well, I'm really proud of both of you, and you guys now have been working together for a while. But Noah, you and I were sort of getting our own lives redirected back in those days. That was in the early stages of this radio show, when you and I first were on the air. And
that's right.
There's a song out. There's an old country song that says, "I was country before country was cool." And so folks, I was believing in Noah before Noah was cool. So, but he's way cool.
No, I'm so cool. I'm frostbitten out here.
He's way cool, folks. And but Noah, tell us, and we're going to talk about a new program that you guys have developed in a little bit. But before we do, because there are new people out there listening right now, tell us about the fundamental concept of permission to succeed.
Well, 7 years ago, Jim, as you mentioned, I realized why there are so many brilliant failures out there, so many people who are frustrated by the fear of success, self-sabotage, holding themselves back, feel like they're going down the road of life with one foot on the brake and one on the gas, and it doesn't have to do with more how-tos of success. We need to get our why-tos of success in order, and at this dawn of the new year, this is the perfect time. People are thinking about resolutions and looking forward and also maybe looking back and saying, you know, what could I have done differently and what would I like to do differently this year? Well, a lot of people are telling me, have told me over the years, that the permission to succeed teaching was the turning point in their lives and in their careers in building their businesses in hundreds and hundreds of cases around the country and really around the world. Because of the Internet, I'm privileged to, you know, be able to share this information with over 30 countries around the world. And, you know, when people go to successclinic.com, they can find that information there. But, you know, permission to succeed is really about giving yourself just that. It's not about more how-tos or working harder or setting more goals, even though those things are important. You need to work hard and set your goals. But really, a lot of people do all the right things, but there's one thing missing, and that is astonishingly simple, but yet fascinatingly subtle, which is that they have not allowed themselves to succeed, to literally partake of or receive or manifest the success that they work so hard for. So one of the things that we do is we have to break down all of these difficult things that they may have going on in their heads and give them the permission to succeed. And we've just seen people turn their lives and their businesses around and case after case after case around the country, and it's just truly a privilege to be able to share this information with people.
Denise, why do we put up these roadblocks in our way? I mean, we work hard, we take risks. I mean, I've seen it, and you have too, where people, they seem to be doing all the right things, but when they get to the finish line, it's almost like they say, wait a minute, I can't win. I'm not supposed to win.
It's exactly true. It's just like telling an anorexic, you know, do you think you're too thin? Yes. Do you think you should eat? Yes. Here's your food. You're going to eat it? You know, it's there's subconscious blocks. It's not something that people get up in the morning and say, I'm going to work real hard today, and hopefully by the end of the day I won't succeed. You know, for we had, you know, just as one example, we have a woman that came to one of our seminars, and a couple hours into the seminar, she started just crying and crying. And, you know, at the break, I went over and I said, what's the matter? What did we say wrong? She says, you didn't say anything wrong. She says, I've been an anorexic for 28 years and bulimic for 28 years. She said, I'm my third marriage, which is really going downhill quickly. She says, I haven't been able to hold a job. She says, I'm just floating around. And she said, in 2 hours, you pinpointed what was wrong. What we had brought out in her was the fact that she had been trying to punish her father for something that from the time she was 17, he had told her that there was no man that was good enough for her, that she was better than everybody, and that, you know, she had this guy that she wanted to marry. And he said, no, he says, he's not good enough. Nobody's going to ever be good enough. So subconsciously, she had been trying to do the I'll show you. She had been trying to prove to him, if I fail at everything, are you still going to love me? So that was one part of it. And the other part was punishing him to show him, well, you think I'm better than everybody else. Your daughter's going to be a failure.
Is this consistent with a lot of folks, Noah, a subconscious reaction to something?
Well, that's what we teach, Jim, that the human brain is like an iceberg. We have 10% to 15% that's above the surface or conscious, and 85 to 90, which is subconscious. Obviously, the subconscious is much larger, but another word for subconscious is no choice. A word for consciousness is choice. What we try to do and what the Permission to Succeed system does is it enables people to make conscious choices then about what success means to them. We don't tell people what success is or should be. We don't tell them what kind of car to drive or where they should live or how much money they should make.
Right.
I mean, we have people making, you know, five figures a year coming up and says, boy, I'm really stopping myself. And we've got people making six figures and up saying, I'm really stopping myself. I'm really holding myself back. So it has nothing to do with how much money. So,
yeah
it's those subconscious things. But again, the subconscious means you don't have a choice about it, like the girl that Denise was describing. And so, you know, we really enable people to bring it to the surface and then make a choice and say, wow, I didn't realize I was holding myself back. I don't have to do it anymore.
You know, folks, Noah's book, Permission to Succeed, is still a very important book, and I encourage you to check it out. And give us the website again. Is it successclinic.com? Is that right?
Successclinic.com. And you can take a free quiz on the website to see, are you holding yourself back? And you can take a self-assessment there and read, you know, free chapters from the books.
One of the new things that Noah and Denise have developed is a new software program that I want them to tell us about when we come back after these messages, folks. I think you're going to want to know about this. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Noah St. John and Denise Berard.
That's what I want.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Denise Berard and Noah St. John are with us, and they're our good friends, and they're the guys who run the company Success Clinic, the Success Clinic, and Noah's the author of Permission to Succeed. And Noah, you got another book out too, haven't you?
Yeah, the great little book of affirmations, and we teach about using empowering questions. At this time of New Year's resolutions, we teach a better way to set goals and set resolutions, which is ask yourself empowering questions rather than setting goals. And we've got people who are increasing their income by 1,400% in less than 150 days, people increasing recruiting if they're in direct selling by 300% in 90 days, people turning their lives, I mean, people finding the love of their lives by asking empowering questions. So affirmations, if you go to successclinic.com, you can read all about affirmations. And our new product, Jim, is called Just Ask Me Mind Makeover Software. We walk you through every area of your life, and we give you empowering questions that can truly and literally change your life and turn your business around. Because I want people to think about this. You're already asking yourself questions. A lot of people ask themselves lousy questions like, why am I such a loser? How come I can't do anything right? Why don't I have enough money? Now, you're asking yourself these often at the subconscious. Remember the subconscious I was just talking about. So you're not consciously necessarily doing this. But if 85% of you is asking yourself, why do I have such a lousy life? Guess what your life looks like. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we consciously turn around the questions you're asking, and we make them positive. Why am I enough? Why am I good enough? Why do I have enough money? Now, these questions may sound funny to you at first, but eventually they become part of the software of your head. And this software, Just Ask Me, enables you to do that, and then you can set your own questions to music, set them to your favorite music, and listen to them over and over on your desktop, your laptop, in your car, on your iPod, wherever you want to go. You can create your own CDs and MP3 recordings and use these over and over and over to change your mind.
Let me stop you for a second. I want to ask Denise a question. Before I want to get back to the software in a second. But Denise, Noah said something I want to ask you about. He said, instead of setting goals, you ask yourself questions. Now, is that because when we set goals, sometimes we're setting those goals without the right information about ourselves? Is that what's going on?
Yes, it is. We're kind of blackballing ourselves. We had a woman who got up at a convention, and she stood up and she said, "You girls are probably wondering where the other half of me is." She says, "Well, I started telling myself, why am I so thin?" Before, she saw herself as a fat person, and she would tell herself, "Boy, this fat person wants to lose weight." You know what I mean? Which is kind of what you do. You look in the mirror and you say, "Oh, I'm so heavy. I really wish I could lose weight." Well, you're sabotaging your own weight loss. Because what you have to do is ask yourself beforehand, why do I look so great thin? Why does my clothes fit me so much better? Why am I so happy in my new shape? And then work for it. Now all gears are going in the same direction. When you stand there and ask yourself things like, "Oh, I'm such a loser, I better work harder," or "Oh, I'm so broke, why am I so broke? I got to go and put in more hours." You're taking away and then putting back, so you end up at zero. Mm-hmm. So this is what's going on. You're telling your mind all the negative things, and then you're trying to act positively, and the two are clashing. If you take away the mental battle, it becomes so easy. If your mind is telling you that you are succeeding, or you are thin, or you are happy, or you will find the love of your life, and your actions are doing the same thing, now you're going to go twice as fast.
Noah, when you read the book, you get to read about it, and when we hear you talking at the seminars, we get to hear about it. But this program is actually going to allow us to be to do a little more participating, right?
And carry it around with you, Jim, and set, your own voice set to your favorite music and play it. We have people who just play it. They get up to it and they go to bed with it. They have it playing on their computer at work. So that's at justaskmenow.com. That's the website. You can take a free product demo. I mean, just look how it works. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy.
So we get the demo right there on the site.
Right there on the site.
Download it. And what does that give us? So
can't download it. No, you do have to. You pick
use it on the website. Okay.
We ship it to you, but it's justaskmenow.com.
Okay. You ship the demo. And if we like it, then we can buy it. Is that right?
No. What happens is you can take a free demo on the site. You can look at how it works. Then, you can order it, and we'll ship it to you. We've decided to do it that way, and it's a beautiful
package. That makes sense,
package.
But that's even better because we can find out about it on the site before we order it to see if it's what we want.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Just ask me now.com. Okay. Folks, I encourage you to check that out. Denise, give us the thing about this program that you like the most.
It's simplicity and it's directness. It's just so easy. And once you try it, it's like an, oh, my God. Why have I worked so hard for something that's so easy? So it's the simplicity and the speed at which it works. It's instantaneous.
Well, it also sounds like you customize it for yourself.
Precisely. And we walk you through a wizard of 10 areas of your life, from self-confidence to money to health to relationships to bad habits. I mean, every area of your life. And then you answer the questions, and it creates these questions for you that you can then record. And so we've covered all the bases, so
right.
You don't have to do any extra work. And
Noah,
it's
I got to stop
because... your own mind and your own voice.
I got to stop because we're coming up on the end of the show. Can we find a list of your seminars on your website?
You can email me, noah@successclinic.com. We do a lot of private things around the country.
To find out where they're going to be. Noah and Denise.
Yeah, you can read all those things.
Thank you very much, both of you, for being here. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye. Let's have a great 2005 together. Noah St. John and Denise Berard, ladies and gentlemen, they'll be back. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Renee Schaff and Mary McDonald. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.